Welcome to another inspirational message courtesy of BibleCities.com. For more teachings like this and other free Christian resources, please visit our website at www.BibleCities.com. Now let's join Reverend Slide Moran as he delivers another powerful teaching from the Word of God.
Turn over, if you will, to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And we'll look and see a few things about what the Word of God says in regards to material provision on planet Earth. Maybe see something that you never really looked at before, and as far as in this manner. We'll start with verse 6 and we'll read from there. It says, "Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in His ways and to reverence Him." Do you understand that the Lord has told us that we should walk in His ways, not our ways? Now, you know, everybody has a way. And that way can be one of two things. It can be their way or God's way. God's way has promised blessings attached to it. Your way may not. Amen? Amen. And then look what it says. Here's why He's told us to go ahead and walk in His ways. Now, understand something. That at this point, this word is going forth into Israel. Israel is under the old covenant. We are not under the old covenant. But this is still a covenant that they have. And this was their blessing. He says this, "The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills." Now, that may not be much importance to you because you've got indoor plumbing. But were you to live in the land, you need water. You need water for your life. You need water to water your plants. You need water for your animals. You need water to live. And so to have an abundance of water is wealth. And he says he's bringing you into a land, verse 8, of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive and honey. It sounds like it's a pretty prosperous land. Look at verse 9, "A land wherein you will eat bread without scarceness, you will not lack anything in it." And everybody says, "Boy, I sure wish I lived there." You've got a better land. "A land whose hills or whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you may dig brass. And when you have eaten and are full, you shall then bless the Lord your God for the good land which He has given you. And beware that you do not forget the Lord your God and not keep His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I'm commanding you this day, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built goodly houses," everybody say houses.
Houses.
"Houses. And dwelt therein, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and when your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, that your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness," and verse 16, "who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers didn't know about, so that He might prove you and humble you, to do you good at your latter end. And then you forget and say in your heart, 'It's by my power and might and of my hand that's gotten me this wealth.' But rather, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day." Now, I want you to notice something about this land. I want you to notice about the wealth and the provision that God has written in His Word that He said that He was given to Israel, who are the descendants of Abraham, the seed of Abraham. Because you understand that God promised Abraham to bless him and to increase him and to give him a land and to bless his descendants. Now, did you notice, if you take a look again, you will notice in these blessings, there is not one spiritual blessing listed. Every one of these is earthly material wealth. Did you notice that? The reason I want you to see that is because, contrary to popular opinion today, God is not against material wealth. As a matter of fact, he's so much for it that he brought them into a land that had just about everything they could possibly want, including gold and silver. Do you understand that gold and silver were the most valuable metals of the day? Do you understand that? Money. Do you understand that? Not to mention cattle and herds and trees and brooks and fountains and vines and iron and brass and everything else. I would call this a very prosperous land. And did you notice that the reason why God was leading him into the land was because he had a covenant with Abraham? Says, I'm doing this because I've got a covenant. I'm doing this to establish the covenant. Isn't that what it says? In verse 18, you shall remember the Lord your God because it's he that gives you power to get wealth so that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto your fathers. Did you notice that? God made a covenant with Abram. And of course, Abram had a son, Isaac, and Isaac had Jacob, and Jacob had the 12 tribes of Israel which became Israel. Amen? There was a covenant. And did you notice that that covenant included material provision and wealth? Did you notice that? That was the old covenant. That was the old one. Did you know the Word of God says you got a better covenant? Yeah. Did you know that if we have a better covenant, if our covenant does not include these things, it's not a better covenant. A better covenant is when you take something as it is and you make it better. Right? Well, you know, it takes a religious mind to mess this whole thing up. A kindergarten child knows that, listen, living in poverty and lack is not good. A child knows that. But we'll have religious scholars tell us that, yes, it is good. It's good for you. No, it's not. Enough poverty will kill you. People die from poverty. They die because they don't have enough to eat. They don't have a shelter that's out of the elements and their children die. They don't have enough money to pay for medical expenses. Poverty will kill you. And enough poverty will kill you real quick. But God says that right here, he says that the good land that he's talking about, it says right here in verse 9, it says, you will eat bread without scarceness and you will not lack anything in it. But you know, there's Christians every day that are lacking things in their land. And many of them have been told, well, you know, that's just the will of God. He is just testing you. That's just his will. He's just humbling you, wants to keep you humble. As the old denominational saying used to go in the church, the people would pray for their pastor, Lord, you keep them humble and we'll keep them poor. Well, you know, people, you know, equate humility and poverty as being the same thing. It's not, because you can be proud and poor. You can. You can be poor and proud. Matter of fact, there's people out there that say, we're poor and proud. You know, poverty doesn't equate to humility. But he says this, listen, remember the Lord your God. Here's what I want you to rejoice about in verse 18. You shall remember the Lord your God because it is he that gives you power to get wealth. Do you know that you have power to get wealth, to establish the covenant? The covenant that he swore with Israel's fathers, which would be Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, amen, and the 12 tribes, the sons, and so forth. There was a covenant there. Did you know that Galatians 3:29 tells us that if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs, according to the promise? That means that all this is yours and more. All this is yours and more. We have the power to get whatever provision we need so that we don't lack anything. Anybody want to take a guess what that power is? It's called faith. We have the power to get wealth just by simply using our faith. By getting wealth, I mean to obtain the blessing that God has already given us. Because 2 Corinthians 8:9 tells us that God has already made us rich. We don't have to ask God to make us rich. We don't even have to ask God to meet our needs because he already said, I did and I will. I have. But we have to receive it by faith. We have to obtain it by faith. How? By faith. We have to first believe that it is, and then second, that it's ours, and then third, that we have it. We have it, even though we don't see it. That's called faith. So how do you obtain provision? Real simple, by faith. So how do we obtain provision? By faith. So how do we obtain this wealth that he's talking about? By faith. So how do we obtain our needs being met? By faith. How do we do it? By faith. Because God says it's by faith. How do we do it? By faith. In other words, we don't go by what we see. In other words, we don't go by what we see. You understand that these people that were getting ready to go into the land, do you understand that Israel, when Israel finally did go into the land, it wasn't the original Israel that came out of Egypt? Because they wouldn't enter in by faith. It says that they weren't able to enter in because of unbelief. So what happened? They all died in the desert. Guess what happens to Christians who don't believe? They all die in the desert, saying, "Oh Lord, why don't you take care of me?" And all the time the Lord's looking down saying, "I have, why don't you just take it by faith?" And that's the same thing you said to Israel. The Israel that actually entered in were those that learned how to operate in faith and trust God and believe God and do what God said. Hallelujah. Amen. And then they went in and took it. Then, you know, it was the same. It was, and you know that the promised land was the same promised land that 40 years before their fathers wouldn't go into. And they had the same folks in it, and they still had giants. So how do we receive provision? By faith. You understand that we have a covenant. We have a covenant with God, an agreement with God. A covenant, by the way, requires two parties. Amen. Amen. One side does one thing, the other side does the other thing. That's part of the covenant. This is the agreement. God says, "All right, here's the agreement. I'm going to give it to you. You have to take it by faith." So God's given it to us. What do we have to do? Take it by faith. Amen. That's the covenant. We have a covenant to get wealth. Hallelujah. To obtain it, to obtain the blessing by faith. Amen. Isn't that good?
Yes, it is.
Take your seed, your offering, your gift, and just hold it up to the Lord. And let's make this confession. Father,
we thank you
for the opportunity to give.
We sow
into this ministry
and believe
that this seed
will produce
good fruit.
Thank you
for giving us
the power
to obtain wealth,
to obtain
provision
by faith,
so that we
lack nothing.
So we so gladly,
cheerfully,
not grudgingly,
and not under
compulsion.
We do it because
we want to,
and we love you.
And so
we thank you
for multiplying this seed
and
increasing our harvest.
In
Jesus' name.
If you agree
with that, you can say amen.
Reverend Sonic.
Hello, friends.
This is Reverend
Slide Moran.
Did you know
that it's because
of the generous
offerings from
folks just like
you that enables
us to provide
these messages to you
and to others
all throughout
the world for free?
Friend, I know
that you love God
and that you're
seeking, just as we
are, to spread the
gospel.
So won't you
consider helping us
as we continue
to fulfill the
Lord's command
to preach the
gospel to all the
earth?
No offering
is too small,
and every
dollar helps us
to reach more and
more people.
So whether
you wish to become a
regular partner
or just a
one-time
love offering,
I want you
to know that
every single
dollar helps.
No
amount is too
small.
You can send
your offering online
by visiting
our partner
page.
Just go to
www.BibleCities.com
and click
the donate button.
You can even
send your love
offering by mail
to
Bible Cities
Christian Fellowship,
P.O.
Box 40,
Gettysville,
New York,
14068
in the
USA.
Our mailing
address can
also be found
in the
BibleCities.com
partner section.
Just click the
link that says
donate by
check or money order.
Thank you
for your love
and your generosity,
and may
God richly
reward you
for your faithful
obedience.
We trust that this message has ministered to you. For the rest of this series, as well as other inspirational messages by Reverend Slide Moran, please visit our website at www.BibleCities.com.